Black White. That was a sandwich.
I like this scarf. This scarf's very nice.
Safe, bro. Thank you.
What did you say? You call it a sack?
Sack, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, sack. Sack.
But you know, you get like people start saying, like, this guy's laughing you.
No, because David, you know, David does something, he'll say something and just look down. And I feel like there's a joke just
brewing. No, no, no.
Because it's called a sack, yeah? Yeah, sack, yeah? All right.
No, do you know? It's for people, you know, some people come on, like, for example, it's Nike.
Or Nike, yeah. Or Nike,
do you know what I mean?
Ah,
yeah. So people come on.
What other way can you say sack?
It could be SAC.
It could be.
It is SAC, but people say sack.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Right, you see? That's what I want to say.
Well, what does it stand for?
Samuel A. Collection.
So your name?
My name, basically. Sir,
I'm curious, right?
Go for it.
Is there, I'm Disney about you, but you know people that make their brands their names?
Yeah. Like,
it's kind of egotistical of sorts, isn't it?
Yeah.
Give answers, bro.
I get, you want me to give an answer?
Yeah, bro.
I get where you're coming from. But I feel like I can speak for myself because I've had that same thought that, you know what I mean? I always question what I'm doing, especially with the brand. I'm always questioning, like, am I doing the right thing? But see, for me, it wasn't an egotistical thing. It was just at the moment, I was thinking of a name.
Okay.
And that just came up. And I was like, I like it. I'm going to go with it. Now, at the time, maybe where my mindset was at the time, maybe I was egotistical at the time when I chose to go.
No longer egotistical.
But yeah, of course, I've grown and matured as a person. But like as well, people don't know this, but the fashion thing in me came from my mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my mom used to like sew clothes. My mom was a creative, so she used to sew clothes. She used to bake. She saw all that. So she taught me how to draw. She used to design her own clothes. So like my mom's name is Sarah. So it's kind of like there's an undertone there, and there's something that hopefully in the future will come up that would reference that.
Yeah.
With a story behind all of that. Yeah.
My mom's not creative. But she's lovely though. She's great.
My mom is great.
Yeah.
Technically, she is.
What did you say?
She created you.
Ooh. The ultimate creative.
That's true.
No, not the ultimate. Women. God is the ultimate creative.
She's great. She just had a great time.
Oh my days, man.
The question just popped into my head, and it's wild. It's on the same topic, but like, how mad would it be?
Yeah. Nah, bro.
If on your conception, your mom didn't have a good time.
That's a tango.
But do you want your mom to have a good time creating you?
Bro, I think that's
no way, but that's not a flex. You're flexing that your mom had a good time. Have a bad time, please.
How Jabez was named Jabez.
Yeah, both for sorrow.
Jabez mom had a good time. Wow. Everything must have been different, no? Yeah.
Is it okay like this, or did I move it closer to my face?
It'll still pick you up.
Yeah, like if it's like.
Sure, just bend that top.
Bend like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know.
I don't want to think about it. But like,
I have a bad time.
Bro, they had
Hold on. Would you have a good time?
Stop, man.
You're the last one.
But stop.
They had several great times.
Apparently, I was a mistake.
It was a phenomenal time.
Apparently.
A phenomenal time, mate.
That was a mistake.
Isn't that bad, though? Like, obviously, I was at my mentor's wedding yesterday, which is like, obviously, he's... So when I say my mentor, I went to a panel yesterday, and I was saying my mentor just got married, and they're like, I swear your mentor's supposed to be like... Married already,
established and married. And all that.
But look, he was going to live a life of Paul and not marry anybody until God, you know, divinely made that happen for them to get married and stuff like that. So he said he got married yesterday, and it's unfathomable to me. Unfathomable. Is that
fathomable?
I don't think that's it, too.
Unfathomable. Is unfathomable a word, though?
No, what am I saying?
Turn the camera to me.
Fathom. It's hard to pronounce.
No, the way you said it was definitely wrong.
Fatomitable.
Phantom.
Phantom.
That has made me become a tongue twister.
Let's ask Google.
Unfathomable.
Yeah.
That's what I said. That's what I tried to say.
That's what you tried to say.
So I was attempted to say.
Listen.
Thank God for Siri.
Ah.
Your phone don't work.
Unfathomable.
Yeah, hey, right. No. I was right.
No, bro. No,
you said something.
You have to rewind what you said.
You said phantomable.
It's phantomable.
Phantomable.
But yeah, no, it's like, it's just mad that he would be married, right? And to know that, because I equate it to my parents, I never would ever think of my mom having a great time. It's just not something you picture ever. Mm-hmm. It never comes to your mind. But seeing him, like, even kissing the bride is just like,
it's a bit mad.
What's going
because,
on?
Because of who me? He is.
Yeah. Like,
oh my goodness.
It's like, so, Paul like doing men of God. Like,
shouldn't.
Because no, here's the thing, you see some men of God, you're like, yeah, he's definitely.
He's reacting. On it. Like, he's Michael Tarn, for example.
Michael Tarn, you know what I mean? That men are on it. When you see some like Gio, you just think he's just always praying.
Of course, Gio is not on it anymore.
No.
Of course, he's not on it anymore.
No, you can't say that.
He's like 70, 80 now, isn't he?
He's bro, like, he's 80. Solid 80s.
I watch him. He talks about his wife and how he displays love, man. There's,
yeah, but that's just relationship. Yeah. That's not sexual relationship. There's no sexual relationship there anymore.
It's all intertwined.
But who knows? At 8 years old,
the upper room might be active, bro.
It can't be. 8 years old doesn't even get up.
No, for a man, he's
80
he's,
yes.
Have you seen Baba Adeboye? He's still moving.
Listen, what's this? There's an actor that just had a child. And he's like in his 80s.
That's Robert De Niro.
Yeah, Robert De Niro just had a kid.
Just had a you.
80s.
Yeah. You probably won't see that child. The child won't reach 10 years old.
No, like she's a college.
Men love Naksha.
Yeah, no, forever now. Yeah, 100%.
Forever. That's why them men are having. that's why them men are having young wives.
I thought you were trying to jab at somebody.
No. Boys.
Oh, go for it, bro.
Boys,
go
this week, it. Yeah. No, it's actually funny enough.
Shout, we got B Ratchet in the building, man. Come on, bro.
I'm crazy but, creative.
But yes, it's kind of
related. When is Ratchet Music coming back?
Bro, hurry up, bro. Taking a mic, bro. He's DJing me.
He's following his passion.
Taking a mic, bro.
Natania Bassi is sent a letter to the Nigerian Police Commission.
The way because we were talking about something that he now mentioned Natania Bassi, I was scared.
But when you hear it, yeah. So he sent a letter to the police commission in Nigeria to basically he was shooting four guys for making a claim. Now the claim that they made was one guy in particular came out, made a video and said that Mercy Chinwo's child that she just gave birth to
is for Natania Bassi.
It's for Natania Bassi because he looks like him. And he was adamant. He was saying, tell him Mashichino's husband, go and do DNA tests. Like, that kid is not yours. Natania Bassi sues him, puts up a video apologizing, say, please, sorry, forgive me.
I think I've seen this.
Yeah, bro, I love that he was on smoke.
Yeah, I think some of these men are going to have to be on smoke.
Because
there's
this thing that is around where they say Christians can't sue. What do you mean Christians can't sue?
No, on
forgive and forget. Forgive and forget what?
On proper smoke. On proper smoke.
That's mad. Yeah, no, I think that's why I always say, like, at that level, you're going to get mad claims. Or, you're always going to get mad. And like, people are trying to pair, I think, Victoria Renzi and Dunson, I think, because I think Dunson doesn't have
his missus passed.
And then I think Victoria's man like left or something. I'm not too sure about the details of that, but I know she's also single.
Am I
wrong?
She was in an abusive relationship.
I think something like that. Yeah, like, but I think she's single currently.
Yeah, she's single.
Yeah. So they're always trying to pattern those two up. Yeah. I'm just like, guys.
I feel like an element of that was also to the Nigerian culture. I feel like Nigerian people just don't like
single people. Yeah,
they don't like it, and that goes back to Pastor Aya.
Yeah,
sorry,
Pastor Beep.
That's calm. He don't be using watching podcasts like that.
But still though. Honestly, I get what you were saying, and it's interesting. And you know, funny enough, and that's a conversation. I was meant to be there yesterday.
Yes,
I had that's a conversation for another day. But funny enough, it was. I always used to, me myself personally, because like you, he's a mentor to me as well. Right. And there's another thing, and even the people I saw that were meant to be, you know, groomsmen and stuff like that, and they were chosen as groomsmen. I looked at all of them, and I was like, each of them, you can see there's something special with everyone. And you can imagine someone like him having an impact in these people's lives.
Bro, so many of us, bro.
Yeah. It's crazy, you know what I mean? It's crazy, and bro. It just even for, like, people to give context, and I'm using this as an opportunity to give him his flowers, because I feel like he needs to. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, is that, it's like, he goes from someone like you who's having an impact. And I'm also using this to give you your flowers, because I admire what you're doing, honestly. Big inspiration. And there's moments where it's like, I just, my thing is that I pray that you continue going strong. Do you understand what I mean? Yeah. And then it's also like, to people that have been established in, you know, business, and people that are like, you know, just leaders, you know, it's crazy. And yeah, just shout out Pastor Ayi again. And him not even, him, like he said, not going for the traditional thing. You can imagine the pressures that he'll face, you know?
He doesn't seem like he's the kind that would be affected by that kind of pressure.
He was one pastor was so funny. He said that, because he was actually his own pastor, was like, you know, I admire this man, I love this man, but he, you know, I always used to ask him, when is he going to get married? And the guy said, you know, I'm always trying to get married, you know, Jesus is coming soon. And then the pastor goes, Jesus is going to now meet you married. Which was, it was kind of funny. It was like,
let's explore something very
small. Go for it, bro.
Imagine Victoria Orenze and Vincent.
Yeah.
I'm married. And then I said, you know, it's out of this marriage, an album will come out. Just think about it. Just let that model.
People always say kingdom marriage. That one, a kingdom marriage.
That's a kingdom marriage.
That's a kingdom.
That's waves of glory. My God.
Open heavens.
Sounds of frequencies. You ride on that sound and you ascend.
Ride on that sound, but all right.
Bro, that's not even a word.
Tell me what. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Where's Your Head Up podcast. It's your boy KD.
King Groups.
No.
And we got a special guest, first timer in the building. You already heard about him a little bit, but yeah, state your name, bro.
My name is Sam. What else do I need to say?
What do you do?
What's your favorite color?
Oh, my favorite color is red.
You asked me, man.
My favorite color is red. Now I'm liking black. Black.
People say black is not a color, though.
It is a color.
People say black.
It's a primary color.
Black and white, they're not colors. They're just things like. They were already things before colors.
I like you.
I like you too, bro.
You like to throw.
Honestly,
to shake things up.
Black and white, they were like colors became a thing after black and white. Black and white were never colors. They were just things already on their own.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah. Like space is black. You get me?
It's very subjective.
It's not subjective. It's not subjective.
It's fact. It's not subjective. Bro, so. I was like 22 when I found out, like, so there's actually no colors. Everything's a reflection of light.
Yeah.
Which is
like the ocean.
I don't know, yeah.
Really? And you're a fashion guy.
What can I say? We don't know everything.
Like the ocean is that the proper color of the ocean? Or is it that because the light is reflecting sun? Reflecting on the surface, it changes the color to that color. And I'm not waffling.
I think I'm waffling now. Do you know why? No,
you're not waffling.
Wait, hear me though. There's certain colors. I think you guys said on the pod, there's certain colors that are actually not colors. They're just reflections.
Like what?
Like, I think you said green or something. What's it, bro?
I never said green.
No, you never said green, that, bro.
Green is definitely a color.
Adobe say black and white are not colors, they're shades.
You see?
Oh, wow.
You see?
But then...
You see?
The reason why I said it's subjective is because it says some consider white to be a color because white light comprises all hues on a visible light spectrum.
Now, can I ask you, what's a hue?
Hue is like...
That's hard to explain.
It was like color grading, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all I know is color grading, bro.
Yeah, a color or shade.
Yeah.
Anyways,
no, but so if white light contains all of those things, could also be considered a color.
One thing I do know with like printing, there is, do you have undertones? So like you have undertone of white, which makes it brighter, and black, which makes it darker. So
So what color is a sea though? Like no. Honestly, I'm not even trying to think.
The blue sea, but that's not the actual color.
Because it's the sun, bro, isn't it?
Because you know when like when waves they come up to the shore. And
no, let me lie.
Yeah, it's not blue.
It's white.
It's white.
It's white.
Yeah, you're right, bro.
Because water in its pure form is clear.
Bro, your feature, okay, bro.
So, yo, what you thinking about? What you doing? He goes, water is hot. It's clear.
Isn't it, Tommy?
It's blue.
Water is blue.
So it says the ocean is blue because water absorbs colors in the red part of the light spectrum.
Yeah.
Like so a filter.
Water is like every color. It's just blue that we see.
Do your googles, bro.
Can I stop you? When you go like deep into the ocean, there's some parts of the ocean in some ocean somewhere anyway that is like, what's that word I'm looking for? Is it luminous?
Yeah.
Is that a word? Illuminate, like it shines like under the sea.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, do your googles.
What do you even Google? Does illuminous, is there illuminous under the water?
No, it is like it shines.
What is even the question?
Like what we just see on the surface is the blue part of the spectrum of the color of the ocean.
What did you say? Bro, do you know what? Someone's going to listen to you and be like, yeah.
No, I'm sure someone in the comments, they know what I'm talking about and they can probably phrase it better than I'm phrasing it.
Yeah.
Watch. No, just watch.
Yeah, so it just says like water is blue. It goes, even water that you receive and see, it just has a blue tint to it. So I guess if you gather enough water together, it'll be blue.
It'll be blue.
And then also alongside that, it's reflecting the sky as well.
Okay.
Because the sky has a part to play.
Okay.
The light,
Because when the lights are off,
I did my googles.
When the lights are off, is the lights are off here completely?
It's black,
Everything is black.
Yeah.
So we're saying everything is naturally black.
No, everything is naturally black.
But then, if you
when God said, "Let there be light," and there was light, that's when white appeared. Everything was black initially.
So the earth was without form, void. So what I'm saying, if
the spirit of
did God?
It's quoting Genesis 1.
Like, did God physically paint everything then?
They can't
physically paint everything.
Yeah, did he choose that? You know what? The ground is going to be grass is going to.
It
be
It could
green.
Because he made everything. Because trees are green. He said he separated the waters from the land.
Say this for me. Can you please Google this? Is green an actual color, bro?
Has to be. No,
I'm not even tripping, bro. Someone said it to me before. Like
someone lied to you.
Yeah,
green.
Like apparently, green is not a color.
Maybe it's a mixture of brown and purple.
I don't know what this means.
Yeah,
man said this about my.
Yeah, so in art, green is a color on the conventional color wheel, so it is a color.
Yeah.
So somebody likes
that first part. We'll definitely show somebody else.
Yeah, the first part is it says green in physics, light in the wavelength range of 495 to 570 nanometer.
Mad.
I don't know what that means, but it's both. Yeah, it's a color. Highlighted part.
Since we're talking about colors, what's your man's favorite color?
I'm really liking earth tones.
Same.
Like beige.
Beige,
yeah,
cream.
Cream.
Maybe even like khaki green. I'm really liking those colors. So I'm
who are you, bro?
At the moment.
I don't even know, man. I don't think I have a... Maybe blue.
What kind of blue, though?
Maybe baby blue. This is baby blue I'm wearing on the thing, isn't it?
Maybe
baby blue.
Pastel.
But then I don't have a favorite color. Wait. Maybe say, what color do I look at and I like? Baby blue.
Oh, baby blue. It's a good color. I feel like a part of that probably reminds you of like summer. Would you say that? Because you like jet skiing, water, open ocean.
Do you know what
I feel like? Because in the wintertime, now, because you know I've changed.
You've changed.
So wintertime, I'm like earthy. Sorry, not earthy. Wintertime, I'm just black and gray. But now that we're shifting seasons, I'm now like, you know, touching a bit of the earth tones.
Boys, I'm looking at...
But when it gets summer now, no color. No. Just no top. Yeah, fitness, no, I'm coming.
Now I'm like, I don't know. You've inspired me. Because now I'm like, you know, let me get a cardigan.
Bro.
When do I look for a cardigan?
Yeah, bro, it's mad.
Bro, you know those ones, bro, that you bought in? Just bro,
my Zara shopping now is so different, bro. Mm. So before, it's just, get me cargos, get me a top. Yeah, yeah. Now it's like...
Bro, now yeah, my car...
Do you have pieces. A stylist? Yeah.
No, not even, bro.
It's all you.
Just me, bro.
Fair play, man.
Just me.
Just me, bro. Do you know what? I always felt like I had it in me. It's just, bro, I was going through seasons, bro. Trust me, bro. Trust me, bro.
Yeah, you're in your era, man.
Bro, I'm just a grown man now. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was just acting like a child before, but...
No, I won't lie to you. I think for like a period of maybe like 3 years, he wore nothing but tracksuits.
Yeah, I'm black.
But I'm black. Just tracksuits
are
black.
That was it, bro.
I think
now we're caring a bit more about our parents as well.
Remember, before
you leave the house, you check yourself out.
Yeah. Make sure you smell good. Some people don't do that still till today.
Still to the hygiene still is important. Today.
No, but okay, let's talk about the repeat offenders. And I think repeat offenders.
Are you going, hey, repeat offenders?
Your name just came to mind. But hey.
I was actually going to say, are you going to actually start dropping?
No. We should, because they don't know.
Here's the problem. Like, it's either they don't know or they're evil. Because why you subject me to that level of punishment?
They don't, like, you can't know you smell. You still go out like that. You can't know.
But surely when you spray yourself, you can smell your own perfume.
Some people are accustomed you should be able to their smell.
True. You should be able, that's but true. Actually, that's true.
You're accustomed to the smell.
Yes, and also, like, it's called nose blindness.
Yes.
You just stop smelling certain things. Just to allow you.
Like there was one perfume I was using all the time. Like I stopped smelling it.
I use it so much. People say, "Oh, you smell great." You're like, "I can't smell myself
all the time." You know when people say, or when you watch perfume? Have you ever watched a perfume review before?
Have I ever watched perfume?
Oh, bless you.
My TikTok is full of
it, bro. So this guy be like, "Oh, the longevity." Is like 10 to 12 hours. I'm like, I have it. It's not 10 to 12 hours.
Yeah.
But then like 10 to 12 hours, people are like, oh, you smell good. I'm like, I sprayed this in the morning.
In the morning.
To get those pulse points.
Is it mad to spray perfume to the gym?
No, I do that.
I do that.
But like not the expensive ones.
That's exactly what I do.
Not the expensive ones.
Because obviously, people when they walk past, there's a wind that follows them.
It's called them silage.
Okay.
It's called silage. That's what it's called. Silage.
Yeah.
Do your Googles.
He's right.
S-I-L-L-A-G-E. Silage.
So when people silage go past.
So it's basically the scent trail.
Yeah.
Broski. So like some you know, have you as somebody walk past you, you're just like, jeez.
And it's normally
that's like great.
It's mostly girls, you know.
It's no put us
on. Sometimes when girls and when they spray on their hair as well, like he just follows them through. I say, hi, Yakato. What perfume are you wearing?
Have you hugged somebody before?
Oh yeah.
And
you stayed for extra. Not a girl now.
not a girl.
Like with my boys.
Bro, you stayed extra for a hug with your boys.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Bro. Not me.
Not you. Yeah.
Not me.
Nah. Or somebody.
But then let's talk about the repeat offenders. That's what we came here, bro. See, the repeat offenders, here's my problem, right? It's like, it's not even when you came to the venue at first. I think you were okay then. I think it was just a little bit of movement.
Maybe sweat.
Do you know what? You see those ones? I don't know what kind of day you've had.
No, not even, bro. No. You've had a day in front of me, bro. I've seen your day.
No.
I've seen your... We've done the same thing.
But like, there are people that have, like, very active sweat glands. So,
100%,
like,
bro.
Even before, by the time they walk from here to there, like, see where that camera is, sweat has already, like,
no, but do they not know there's a thing called antiperspirant?
No, they use it, but like it's a medical thing. It's a medical condition.
Oh.
That one I know.
Oh. So
medical. Oh, no, this one not medical though.
No,
you don't bath well.
No. You see your thing. Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah,
I hear it. My thing is, you arrived with the purpose of coming out of your house.
You arrived like this,
and you arrived like this.
Maybe the bus journey was difficult.
You are sitting down,
or maybe
upstairs.
maybe that perfume is from Dubai shop.
It's not even perfume, bro. I only own one perfume from Dubai shop. There's many places you can buy perfume.
Like, you don't have to spray perfume to not smell. Perfume just enhances
your smell.
I've met people where I don't know if it's deodorant or perfume blends with the
sweat. Is horrible.
That's horrible. Yeah,
it's rough, man. It's rough.
Because you know,
especially during the legs era where everybody was crazy for legs.
That
turned me off.
After pee, you just spray links. Spray links, you're still smelling.
And you see it in the class. Have you walked into environments just like as it collectively y'all smell?
Oh yeah.
As a collective.
But you know what's mad though? Have you ever walked into those environments and like the room smells?
Yeah.
But it's one corporate.
And he has passed his silage around the room.
No, he's the one that, wait,
I'm pissed. Because someone comes to my mind. He's the one that decides to walk everywhere.
Everywhere
needs to just feel your presence. Why? That's smelly.
I'm curious to know what this person is.
No, bro. There was one time we were in this same room. There was like maybe 20, 30 people. And this one person came. Atmosphere changed.
Wait, hold on.
It's a shifter.
It's the person that you're talking about. It's the person that you're talking about.
It can't be the same.
100%.
No, you definitely know the one I'm talking about.
I know. That's why I'm not talking. Because I can jabber.
I'm okay.
It's not funny, like, do you know what I mean? It's one of those ones, like, bro, like at a stage now, bro, this has been 4 years.
Is he your friend or is she your friend?
Is he my friend? Nah, not even, bro. Like,
are they in your circle?
100. Like, hear me. Here's the problem, man.
Yeah, asking too many questions.
Think about me, guys, in the circle, but not his friend.
All right. Okay.
The thing about me is that, like, the more you talk about something, the more it piques my curiosity. So I'm asking questions naturally.
I hear you, my bro.
So don't worry. After this, you drop a name. I cannot leave without knowing the name.
Frustrating, my bro. Do you know what I mean?
And have you?
No, so here's the thing. How do you talk to a repeat offender? That's not even your boy.
It's not your boy.
Yeah.
Should I tell you what you do?
Tough love, man.
You spend less and less time with them. That's what you do. That's an incredibly difficult conversation.
Yeah.
It is, but I feel like if it's something that you feel will benefit the person, I feel like you should.
What's a good conversation starter? Like, hey, bro.
You smell.
Is everything okay?
I feel like that would... For me, if somebody was coming to me and came across trying to tell me that, I came across that way, I'll be more angry at you. I'd rather you come to me and say, listen, bro, for some time now...
for some time now...
No, but like, you know, be... I feel like in those situations, you have to be honest and direct and then let them know that, look, it's coming from a place like I wouldn't not tell you if I didn't want to, you know what I mean? If I want to just continue living your life this way, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then let them work on themselves. I feel like, those ones trying to be subtle about it.
There's only few people that can tell that they smell. Only few.
At the beginning when he was talking, I was like, maybe that's a bit harsh, but I won't lie to you, that level of directness, and then if the message is, listen, I could have left you, but I felt the need to tell you. If you are to get offended then it's like, you chose to do that.
What about this approach? Like, bro, I think it's affected everybody.
but then,
everyone is disturbed.
Do you think
your presence is negative?
But see, again, that's why I asked the question: is, are they in your circle?
Not even asking questions like that, bro. Okay. Like, flip sake, bro.
Do you think they smell that bad? Now, hear me out. Because if they really smell that bad, they would know. Because if someone came in now, if someone came in now, and they stunked up the place, and they sat like here, with all of us, they would know. We won't be able to hide the feeling of that. Like, imagine they smell like
they would,
poo.
They
smell like poo now.
Yeah.
They would know something's up. Because I remember I was with someone, and their mouth was banging. And I couldn't hide my... Well, like,
was there the podcast?
I couldn't...
Was that the podcast for him,
bro? This guy's a friend.
guy is a friend. Like, he's like you. He's like you.
Anyways.
Bro, and the man was banging.
That was crazy.
And the person was uncomfortable. Because yeah. I couldn't hide. There's something about smell that you just can't hide your nose.
Oh, like, you know what?
My nose starts flaring up.
Guys, I've watched you guys' podcast. And I'm trying to see if I can recall a moment.
Relax. Don't recall anything.
Don't recall it. Bro, here's the thing. Okay, when you poo, it doesn't. Your wife tells you how bad your poo is.
Yeah.
Mm. More time. I know sometimes you say, was a bad one for me. But like more time is
you get used to it when you get used to your own thing.
So someone could actually smell like poo and be like, I'm fresh.
Yeah, but everyone around them.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Everyone around you.
Let me tell you one story in my life.
Jesus.
That would disprove everything you just said. I met somebody one time. They entered the room. The room smelled like shit as a result of them. Uh-huh. They now said this room smells.
You are the reason.
What do you mean the room smells? You are the smell.
That's crazy.
You are the negative thing in this room.
I have not taken accountability for it.
Accountability.
And they said this room smells.
You know what? I love to put myself in that. I love to know what that person was thinking.
Bro,
what do you mean the room smells? Making that comment.
I'm wearing a combination of three perfumes. You're telling the room smells. You're the one.
You are the reason.
And then again, it could be
this room is smelling.
It could be a reason. It could be a thing where maybe they know it's them. And they just wanted to kind of
whoever smelt it down to type of thing.
Man. Listen.
Oh man.
Repeat offenders.
There was a song that was released last week.
Uh-huh.
T-Talks, and I think her name is Becky McNeese.
Okay. Mm.
It's called Melting. So basically she's a white girl on an Amapiano piano beat.
Oh shit.
And she's from Belfast.
Oh nice.
Belfast. The song is hard.
Crazy!
Yeah?
Shout out
T-Talk. The song is hard. I've been banging all week. It's so like if you man get a chance, you should listen to it. It's actually so sick.
Big up to him, man. He's really doing
doing his thing. What? Anything else happened in the scenery?
In the script. Did you man see the video on Twitter of this? What's her name? I can't remember her name. Anyway, this girl, she did a video of her with her trainer.
Yeah. It's that babe from Desktop.
Yeah. Did you see the video?
Yeah, the guy touched a bomb. What's
in,
that about?
In the first three seconds.
But I saw the videos a couple months back, and I was like, these man, like,
they're playing it up for the cameras.
Yeah, do you know, there's certain people, like, when you're working out, you don't make those jokes, bro. Do you know what I mean, bro? Work out, bro.
Bro, someone tweeted, it was completely unrelated. Someone tweeted, I understand why some of you sleep with your trainers.
Hey.
Because trainers are expensive, man. I want to get my money's worth. But I told my missus, I said, you're not getting a trainer. I will train you myself.
Bro.
She started laughing. I was like, what's funny? Do you think I'm joking here? What do you think this is?
I'm not about to be
touching your bum.
That's crazy.
What's all that about?
Oh, go lower and stuff. No, she'll stay up.
No. I'll tell you, your form is not good. Your back needs to be straight when you're squatting or whatever.
Bad. Especially when you're squatting, Like when she's squatting, it's going to be behind her. Like,
Imagine
if she's trying to reach like a PR.
That's ridiculous, mate.
It's going to be, and if she can't lift it. Have you seen the one, the leg press one?
Okay.
The leg, leg press, So when the babe can't get up anymore, a guy without coming in front of the babe, his ass will be right on her face.
And then pushing Listen, my ass is never in your face. My ass is never in your face.
Break your knees. I'd rather you break your knees. Rupture your ankle so fast.
Isn't that mad, boys, though? No, like, as in, just to know that. Like, those videos, like, annoy me. And if they come out and say, oh, we're just friends, I'm going to box somebody.
Apparently the guy has a girlfriend. I think, because one day I was just reading through the comments. I was like, what's really going on
here? So you saw...
He has a girlfriend.
Your wife goes to the gym, mm-hmm. Your wife starts going to a personal trainer, mm-hmm. right? And then you're like, oh, my wife, I'm seeing mad results. Mm-hmm. Well done, wifey. Mm-hmm. Then you see, bro, you see on TikTok, mm-hmm. her personal trainer puts like the videos on YouTube, mm-hmm. and that's the videos. Your snap, bro.
I saw a tweet. Yeah, that someone quote tweeted that same video that, and you'll be surprised if I now go into that gym and burn up every single equipment.
Yeah.
I'm on that vibe.
Yeah.
The guy goes, they're not gonna mind if I point
curls. Yeah. I'm on that vibe.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Are we even born him? Where's the next session tomorrow? Yeah, I see you there.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
It's like, mad.
Even on a personal trainer, just
ask
train from afar.
Ask me.
You train from afar.
Find a woman.
Evil woman.
If you can't find a woman, ask the Holy Spirit. He's a helper. He can help in all things.
Oh my god.
Oh boy.
It's so mad.
But yeah, no, I saw something actually on this.
Before you get, do you know the most.
Promiscuous. The most promiscuous top countries in the world. United States are number 12, but Ireland is 11.
Ireland is
11, and average partners of 11.1.
Sexual partners. A country that's like what 5, 6, 7 million.
That shows how promiscuous Ireland must be. Per capita.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
11.1. Yes. Even if it's not per capita,
US is higher. Is lower.
Yeah, but even if it's, that's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
No, but it would make sense.
US is bigger.
200 million versus 5 million.
Okay.
Ireland is high. Yeah. If you think about it, 5 million still have 11, more than the US.
But the first one surprised me, Turkey.
The home of BBL.
That's some news payment.
The home of BBL.
Bro. And then I saw, let me see, Iceland.
Iceland was up there as well. Apparently Iceland, that's what the guys I watch on YouTube say. Iceland babes are top tier. That's what they say. I'm not saying it. That's what they say.
Yeah, I know. I've never heard of that.
That's what they say.
I've heard of countries. I think there's another country in Europe that their idea towards sex is very
Central European country.
Yeah, that it's very
so we have very, Iceland, Finland, Norway, Italy. Italy makes sense because Italy, their man are always lipsing all the time, man.
Yeah. No, but Sweden, Finland, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland all make sense.
That's where the Vikings come from, man. If you watch Vikings, you know them, man.
Enough sex.
Where are you seeing your list? Because I'm seeing a different list here on NY Post. It's Turkey, 14.5. Australia 13.3, New Zealand 13.2, Iceland, South Africa 12.5.
For sure.
I love it.
I'm a piano. It's a big fact.
Let's just say we can understand why it's that way. Due to natural assets.
Oh my God.
National. Then Finland, Norway, Italy, Sweden, and Switzerland.
United Kingdom are 21. And here's a big question, bro. Where on earth is Nigeria?
Maybe they didn't give accurate number.
Nigeria might not be as promiscuous as we think. Maybe it's just loud about it. If you think about Nigeria, I think we're quite. Are we a moral country? No. I don't think so.
Immoral,
maybe
amoral.
Okay,
no,
I guess.
It's incredibly religious.
But a lot of people, although it is religious, a lot of people hide under religion,
and nobody's actually going to tell you that.
Because now, if they catch someone stealing from a shop or somewhere. They'll catch the person, which is good, but then they'll beat him, which is bad.
They might burn him alive as well.
Yeah. That reminds me of one of the times when I went to Nigeria in December. It's funny, sat down in Lagos traffic. December Lagos traffic is crazy. I got used to sitting in the car for 4 hours. Literally. And we're going into the mainland, and it was nighttime. There's a couple of things that was happening. A lot of things are happening that small. There's... police was conducting, telling me how a random person, even a random child, came, took over the conductor.
A child? The trailer is different, man.
And then these mans were conducting, a bus was meant to go and a trailer, and they told them to go at the same time. And every literally people were just facing each other.
Jesus.
That was happening there. Everybody was fighting over there. On the right-hand side, these mans, a bunch of uncles, were beating up one man. I'm guessing he probably stole something. They were beating him on the right. On the left, there was a policeman.
People fighting on the right.
Another policeman beating another two people over. I was just like, yeah, man. Nigeria is mad.
I think Nigeria's probably high as well, right? Because I'm looking at, I think Nigeria's the highest, second highest country of paternity fraud.
Paternity fraud?
Globally.
So people saying that they are somebody's father.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they're not the father, or they are somebody's father?
No, they're not the father. Like, I even saw on Twitter this week, some guy beat up his wife. It's not obvious.
Nigeria acceptable. Twitter, is it?
Yeah, but the reason why he beat up his wife is because his three kids weren't his. So Nigeria's the highest country of that. So
what I'm going to say is a bit mad, yeah. He should never do it. But to say there's no reason, yeah. Boys, no. To say these things are unprovoked is mad. Like
it isn't unprovoked, but...
Like, bro, I would lose three kids. They called you daddy, you called them son.
And daughter.
That's painful.
Jesus Christ.
That's painful. And did they say how long it's been the daddy for, or was the oldest child?
They were relatively old. I think they were all probably above 10
that's
years.
That's mad.
That's 10
that's
years
so
of that.
Wild.
It's crazy.
What would you do?
And then the amount of money invested into that.
You find out your kid is not your kid.
Three
kids are not your kids, but then you've treated them as if they were your kids. Like, does that now make them your kid? If you get what I'm saying.
I get what you're trying to say, but yeah,
I think it depends on the person,
bro.
How they see
like, you. Would you see, I don't think you'll see any different.
You reared them. That's all you did, bro.
Nah, I don't think you'll see it. Like, you'll be pissed off at the mom.
Of course.
But you will still take the kids as your own, I think. I feel.
No, I think you still, no, you still
most
take
people
the kids
would.
As,
yeah.
Yeah,
I think most
you raised, you just, you raised yeah. Jimmy's kids. That's all it is. It wasn't your you. And you know, here's a problem. Here's my problem, bro. Three of them. That means... You have no you.
Like,
you're good at raising. Yeah. No. I'm not even trying to be funny. You're good at raising.
That sounds mad. The way you're starting off sounds mad.
He's a good raiser.
He's
not a good haver. That means the first one she pulled it off.
Yeah.
She said, I'm gonna go again.
Do you know what I was gonna say like three kids. How did she? How like?
I'm saying, is it three different guys
or the same guy?
He should have had his own in there.
No,
he should have had one of his own.
I'm saying, at least the middle one should have been his.
One of them should be his, none of them is his.
Nah, that means she's a Jezebel. She's a witch.
Did you say maybe he's not fruitful?
Maybe what?
It's true, though. Possibility. Maybe he's not fruitful.
True, though.
And then. Man is fruitful.
Yeah.
So man,
Jimmy is fruitful.
Jimmy is fruitful. Yeah. Three times. Just
would your man be able to do that? God forbid.
No. He's God typing. Forbid. No, he's having sex with my wife. I can't do that, bro.
No. Wait.
No,
hold
I can't
on.
Do that, bro.
Hold
stop. That's adultery, bro. Oh.
Let me learn.
Point in fact.
God forbid your thing is not shooting properly. Yeah?
God forbid
your thing is not shooting.
Shooting blanks. God.
You're shooting. Wait.
I go skull. Go on, then
she has to use someone else's sperm. Is that not IVF? Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, IVF is different.
What's IVF?
IVF is when her eggs are harvested.
Yeah.
And then your sperm is harvested and then it's
together.
And then they're not put it back into her body.
Okay, so then
let me stop here. Go for it.
The point I was going to make is void because you can just do IVF instead. Because I was going to say if you get the sperm from... Because, you know, they freeze sperm as well, didn't they?
Yeah. Okay.
If you get the sperm from another person, because, you know, you can donate your sperm as well to, like, sperm banks.
Yeah.
This guy laughs.
I'm not laughing, bro.
So would... If it was the case that she had to use another guy's
somebody
sperm...
Somebody else's.
Yeah.
And have the kid.
Yeah. But she'll still carry the kid.
Yeah, 100.
But it just won't be yours.
It'll
be yours, but it won't be yours.
Yeah. You know, it'll be very difficult. I would say that it would be very difficult for me to sort of to come to terms with it. But I would do it just because for her happiness, bro.
I would.
I genuinely would for her happiness. But it would be very difficult. Like, it would hit on my ego, like, bro.
Yeah, shooting blanks.
You know what I mean? It would definitely hit on my ego, but like.
I'd actually just because prefer we adopt a child.
I would prefer that. But say she wanted to have her
own experience.
She wanted that experience of giving birth. I'm like, you know, I'm not going to take that away from you because I'm unable. I keep missing.
That's love.
You know what I mean?
You know, I do understand where you're coming from. Yeah. I probably think I would eventually get to where you're
at. Yeah, eventually. I don't think it'd be immediate time. I'll
eventually get to where you're at. That's mad, though.
Because people don't talk about that much, you know, like giving birth or sorry, fertility in marriage. It's not like, I think we all just like, we get married, we have kids, and it's like, yeah, that's a good dream, and it's good.
Some people just aren't able to.
The numbers are actually crazy.
It is crazy.
That's what it is. She took years, like, she went to IVF, and then the process it was after like, maybe the fourth or fifth one that she now got the kid.
So even IVF, she didn't even...
Like, the process is horrible. Like, she has to self-inject. As well. She has to self-inject multiple times a day for months on end.
I believe if something isn't natural and organic, it's more... Especially when it comes to the body, I feel like it's just... For me, I'll never really... I feel like it's always very techie.
She has two kids, so thank God for that, but like,
I'll never try anything. If they say like I don't like needles, I don't enjoy all that stuff, if they say that, I'll be more inclined to listen to somebody that's talking about like organic remedies than say I want to go to the doctor and the doctor wants to.
Say you've gone through all the sort of organic remedies and then they're like, yo, bro, I think your best bet is going through sort of that. You understand? And your wife say really wants that. Are you going to what's your sort of take on that?
Like of course. I feel like funny enough, that question has been put to me. So like it's kind of helped me prepare my mind. But you know when something sometimes you have those conversations and then it makes you think and you're like,
That could be a possibility.
For me, I've kind of like, I'm cool with it. I wouldn't, especially when you said like, it's something that there's been said that, oh, look, I really want to have a child. I want to go through the process of having a child. I'm not going to stop you, man.
It's mad. Like, I remember I seen it in church one time, like years ago, and this guy, a woman that's trying for ages. It's so... You know what we see is definitely not sort of what goes on. Like they look all right in church, but you know, and you have, we're gonna go to a little faith chat in a sec, okay. So I was chatting to somebody about I'm ministering in somebody's program that theologically.
Have you ministered or you're going to
go to?
Okay,
but theologically we're not like
aligned
100%. Not even like. Not like where like I'm A, he's Z.
Okay.
You know, just kind of like we're very similar in a lot of things, but maybe one or two things that were sort of separate. And I'm like, me going to that person's program doesn't mean I'm validating their theology. It just means that I'm preaching in a place by theology, and they get to preach their theology. I think we all do that everywhere. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, I saw that from Jackie Hill Perry. She was like, you know, she goes anywhere. And she's like more on the reformed side of her theology. But she'd go preach at Christian.
So what does that mean, reformed side of her theology?
Reformed is more so...
Kind of New Age Christianity?
No. It'll be sort of Calvinist. And, you know, Calvinist?
Yeah.
So it'll be more so on that side. Calvinist, Lutherans, and sort of that. Very much part... Martin Luther, John Calvin.
Okay, that kind. Okay, that, gotcha.
The Reformed gang.
Yeah.
In and around the answer, so it's Reformed theology. So she may not necessarily be Calvinist, but
it's theology is in that world.
And she go preach with like evangelicals and Pentecostals. No problem. Do you know what I mean? But her theology is slightly misaligned. So I was having a conversation based on faith.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, Word of Faith is a movement. Word of Faith would be Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin, who's like a goat in the thing, but he's Word of Faith. Charles Karp, Benny Hinn, So it's like your words can create your reality type of theology.
Sounds like manifestation.
Virus. Yeah, but it's Christian. So. Somebody comes in and says, you will have a kid this time next year.
Okay.
Just attach your faith to it. Attach your seed to it.
Yeah.
To it. Attach something to
that word.
That word.
And basically act based off
of that thing. And so I'm like, I hear it. My thought is, it doesn't work all the time. And I think a balanced theology is that this is, if it's God's will, does that make sense?
It does. I get what you're saying.
Like, yeah.
Then someone else can now come and say that
the reason why it wouldn't work
aspect wasn't there.
The reason why it wouldn't have worked someone is due to their faith.
I completely. That's why it's a conversation because I'm like, fantastic. I do believe, like, speak it, it can happen. I believe, like, I would say I'm a word of faith, balanced word of faith person because, bro, like you pray for somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. Why not these amazing men of God go to the graves?
And just raise people.
Just raise. Yeah. The time is gone. The men are dead.
Yeah. There's an order to life.
Do you know what I mean? So there's certain things that you just can't just say because you have faith. I'm not going to say those men of God don't have faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's not God's will for those people. That person has been dead 10 years to come back to life.
Yeah.
And we've seen that happen before when Jesus died on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that the rock split and people that were dead for, you know, for a long time came back to life. So, so that's possible.
But that's the exception, not the rule.
Right. And I'm kind of like, okay, so you go, so somebody comes to church and I've seen people like pastor say, by this time next year, you carry your baby in your hand. Mm. And I've seen that happen for some people.
Yeah.
And I've also seen it not happen
for some people.
For some people. And maybe it may not happen because maybe in 10 years it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Or just maybe it's not in God's will. And that's what I'm
saying. For you to have a kid.
I don't believe that.
I think
it's possible.
I feel like it is possible.
But then with the whole idea of that, the Bible passage that says, like, be fruitful and multiply.
Right.
Is that something that we don't have the correct context of, or it's misapplied to people's lives? If it is that we're all supposed to be fruitful and multiply, then why would God say, well, not you, but everybody else? Do you get me?
I understand. Like, it's like,
it's a tricky one.
Because
I think, I do believe, like, be like, it's a command in marriage, like, go be fruitful. And then, like, it's God that created the organs and made both of you not be fruitful, right? And if he never changes that, was it because you didn't have enough faith, or was it because specifically for you guys, that wasn't, I wanted you to take care of ministry?
I was going to say, there's different, I feel like, from my understanding from God, I feel like God is multi-dimensional. He's not one way.
Yeah.
So I feel like when God says, there's times when God will say something and we all know that this is it. But I feel like in like fruitfulness, I think we all heard that fruitfulness doesn't mean necessarily have it. And I feel like that's why God didn't say be fruitful, and I mean have kids. Do you understand what I mean? I feel like it's be fruitful, but your fruitfulness could be, you know,
in children, ministry.
Like, there was a couple I was listening to.
Biologically. Yeah,
exactly. I listened to a couple in Ireland, and they were saying that they're very old. And they said, we never had kids. So this day, they never had kids.
Mm.
And they were like, for years, they were obviously struggling about that, praying about that. Like, God did everything. Never had kids. And then, and she was like, but there was this time where it just switched in her mind because she realized they were so focused on the things of God. They actually did have kids, like so many people always in their houses, like she's always taking care of people. She's like, I didn't have physical kids, but I did have kids, and she still has kids to this day. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So, and it just changes her perspective of what she didn't have to what she did have.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think sometimes a disservice is done when we don't like show people everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think, like, in, especially, I guess, the environment, I'll call it the environment, so I don't like seeing African churches, but in the environment that we grew up in, there was never the possibility of the opposite being the case, and you still live in your life.
Yeah.
It was always, God is going to do X, and that's it.
Yeah.
As though it also is like beyond the realm of possibility. Well, if he decides not to do it, that is also his will. Yeah. But that was never, we don't talk about that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like you have a child next year and that's
it. Just one of we're talking about this because I some favor asked me for the title for my sermon for Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I'm preaching something else. But the other option was the power of and.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
The power of A-N-D?
A-N-D. So Paul is going to be the guy who brings the gospel further than any of even Jesus' disciples. He's going to plant more churches than all of them.
Yeah.
He's going to be the pioneer of our theology today.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's going to do all those things, blessed in several areas, and there's a thorn that's never going to be removed from him.
Do we actually ever find out what that thorn is specifically?
No, there's like, so people say his eyesight, people say his height, people say it was an actual, like,
I feel like it could physical, be, like, it's human nature, man.
Yeah, but he was ambiguous about it because he doesn't want, like, I think there was wisdom in being ambiguous about that thing. But, like, at the same time, he had this thorn that he prayed 3 times for God to remove. And God said, no, my grace is sufficient for you. So I think that's the power of and there. Like, you may not get your prayers answered, and God will do amazing things through you. Like,
and that's not a popular kind of gospel.
Yeah,
you may not get your prayers.
Yeah,
because your prayers might not be God's will for you.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. You know what you mans are talking about? Actually, I feel like is like if you look at people that don't believe or say, you know what I mean, God isn't real, and if God was real, why did he let this happen to me? I feel like. These are the conversations that possibly would help people understand.
Bridge that gap.
Do you understand what I mean?
No, I actually don't think so.
Why not?
Because their mindset is, why would you allow such evil to happen, full stop?
Okay.
Even though you might, like, fair enough, like, I guess our thought process is, like, whatever happens, it doesn't change the position of who God is. God still remains God through the ups and downs of life.
Right.
And we just have this understanding that life in its entirety is a combination of ups and downs.
Yeah.
And like, we don't get to, nobody gets to choose when your life is up or when your life is down or whatever the case is.
You know what's so funny is that I feel like I'm kind of in that stage myself where it's like, of course, we all grew up church, and I feel like that mentality, I've gone through phases in my faith with God where I would say Jim for God, like everybody knew me as everybody that knew me as this guy is it actually reminds me of something that happened in my church, but and then I went through life happened, right? Life happened. My mom passed away, a few other things, but my mom passed away was the biggest one, because my mom was like a big, like somebody that I would say like was like almost like the core of my life. Mm-hmm. And you don't realize it until they're gone. Yeah. So my mom passing away, I hated God, I hated the church.
Right.
For so many reasons. You know what I mean? So like I moved away from God and I moved away. And then, you know, life happens and I'm slowly getting back. But you know what you were saying about, you know, we have this mindset. Because of that, my mindset shifts.
Mm.
So, like, I'm in a stage where I was kind of, like, right now, it's kind of, like, one of those things where, you know, like, you're believing God and you're, like, you know, and you're praying and, you know, you hear, especially nowadays, I listen to, like, a lot of sermons and you hear these pastors and, you know, when they're preaching, they tend to say things and you kind of feel like it resonates with you.
Yeah.
And then you're having faith and then you're praying and then you kind of, you know, that faith thing where you're, like, oh, I believe this is going to happen now because this pastor talked about it in context to my situation. But then when it doesn't happen at a time where it kind of like, okay, it needs to happen now. Do you understand what I mean? It doesn't, I feel like it's not a thing where, so I'm trying to get back to, like, it's not a thing where, it's not a thing about, oh, because it's going to happen now. I think it's a thing where it's like, I feel like I've lost my train of thought now. But it's still in line with what you're saying. But it's a thing where it's like, the question of, you know, will it, I think you said, will it happen, is it?
Yeah.
Like, it's because it's happened this way, it's going to be that way. I feel like that isn't the case. That's what I was trying to get at. But I feel like I've lost lost my train of thought.
Yeah. Though. Okay. So,
that's like, awkward.
What? What you see what you said in relation to like bad things happening?
Yeah. Mm.
I was reading the book and it just opened my eyes to like good things happening is because of the mercy of God. Bad things happening is the natural state of the world since Genesis 3.
That's heavy.
Since the fall of man.
Mm. Yeah.
The world was perpetually in a state of bad.
Yeah.
God intervening when somebody had cancer is his mercy.
Yeah. And do you know what?
Which is like,
That's like a whole...
It's a whole shift. Because when you think everything's supposed to be good and bad happens, then you're like, you're thinking...
You're not living in the real world.
Yeah, you're Genesis 1 to 2.
Yeah.
You're not Genesis 3.
And my question has always been to people that always say that is like, you don't attribute good things to God when you get a job that you...
Yeah, right. But it's bad. Where was he?
Yeah, it's like when you get a good job that you know you're not deserving, you don't say, oh, God, thank you for your mercy.
Yeah.
Oh, God, thanks that I got this job.
Right.
It's like, I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Or the universe supported me. But when something bad happened, God, why did you allow that?
But then I'm just saying this because of people out there that may be watching that may have questions as well. Someone might also say that you're God. Why are you letting evil things happen here if you're God, if you're the all-powerful one?
Mm. Yeah.
So how would you answer that
question? I don't know how to answer that question.
For me, it's really... Because all we can talk about is based on what we know from Scripture.
Do you know what I mean?
I can only respond to that from Genesis 1 to 3 and tell you that here's what... Like, God's... God's character and his essence has always been good. He's always going to be a good God. He's never changed.
Mm.
But he left a lot of things in our hands. The world being in this state is not God's doing. It's man's doing.
Free will. Do you know what I mean?
So when I heard free will when I was younger, I was like, what do you mean? It wasn't anybody that's poor who's in Africa or in Asia who's like born into that. It wasn't their choice to do that. No. Now I realize free will was actually from Adam.
Yeah.
And from that moment, I can't be surprised about the endless evil. Hitler, for example, is example of the fall. You know what I mean?
That's the state of the world.
That's the state of the world that we're in. Somebody just took advantage of that and went crazy with it.
What's his name?
Is it,
Genghis Khan,
like
killing so many people that there was a mountain of bodies.
Yeah,
that's not God.
Do you know what I mean?
That's human.
That's human. The fallen nature of man, and I don't think it was God's intention. Why doesn't God like turn it around? Why doesn't God just like?
He will, but not yet.
Exactly. Like all of this is a process for redemption.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I want to say this very carefully, right? And I'm always also curious, right? It's a curiosity of mine whereby people that say these things also sometimes aren't Christian.
Mm.
So I'm just curious then, why do you have an expectation of a God? Yeah, why do you have an expectation of a God that you claim to not believe in? You don't claim to believe. You don't believe in any shape or form. But why do you claim, or why do you have an expectation for him to have an input or impact in your life?
Most people that ask that question, I think they might actually want to know God, but they can't get those questions.
Logically, they want to know.
Even those questions they have, like, why do bad things happen to good people?
Yeah,
they can't wrap their mind around how a God so powerful, so big, so like great, made the whole world, let bad things happen. And again, that's because they already have a notion of God in their head.
It's already preconceived.
Anything you say to them, like obviously we know by the power of the Holy Spirit, the words that you speak, you can transform them and change them. But in that moment, they'll be like, I watch this guy a lot, Cliff, what's his name? He's always debating on
school, college campuses.
Yeah,
an older guy.
Cliff or Cliff Kent.
I know who you're talking about.
Like, he debates, but he doesn't do it in a way that he's bashing you. He'll answer any question you have.
Yeah.
But it will answer it in a way that you understand it. Yeah. We won't be quoting John 1:1. It will answer in a way that the normal human person will understand it. Yeah. And I think that's a better way to go around it. Because remember this, that YouTube show, Clues.
Where
the woman was the one
became flesh.
Like, Ask Cliff.
Like, you're not gonna get through to an unbeliever just by that.
Saying those things.
You're not gonna get
through. Do you know what? I think there isn't enough emphasis on the importance for the average Christian to be completely well versed in the fundamentals of our faith.
You're right, right. So then you look at people from like at the time of the Bible in Israel, or at that time Canaan, Judea, whatever, you know. At that time, people listen. So think about it. Now we are able to hit Google
and ask any
search questions. The scriptures.
Yeah,
and ask any question. Say, I know. Like my bro uses ChatGPT like all the time. And he does Bible study, be like, give me some good women in the Bible. And ChatGPT will pull up Ruth. And he starts studying Ruth. And like, wait, they would have bitten your hand off for the access you have now.
Yeah.
But we're so lazy because we have that access. Yeah. They had to learn that off by themselves. And yet, they wouldn't have known every single thing by themselves because they wouldn't have had the physical copy to go home with.
Yeah.
You don't have the Bible app. That's you have to go to the temple to read. And read or listen to
someone
read. The rabbi read
the
word, and he would read Isaiah chapter 1 verse 1 one day. You're gonna come every single day to get that sort of like learning, and they were so well versed on their thing. Whereas, like, here now, it's kind of because we have everything so easy, we've become very complacent with it, you know. And it's like, even that thing with prayer, right? Because I think you were touching on something which I thought was quite important because I want to be balanced with it. Like, I think when it comes to prayer, right, we have praying God's will is important, but also, you know, sometimes when you're praying God's will, it doesn't mean it comes immediately.
Yeah.
So there's a power inconsistent. Luke 11 talks about like, hey, just pray consistently. Like he used the example of if you were asking for bread or something in the middle of the night and your neighbor didn't want to answer the door, but you just kept on knocking, he's gonna get pissed off and he's gonna answer the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much more your Father in heaven?
Yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
won't give you like stones if you ask for bread. You know. So it was just talking about the power of consistency or Elijah. Who consistently prayed about something that he knew was happening. Like Elijah heard the sound of rain. God even said, I'm going to send rain.
Mm.
So he was confirmed that rain was coming.
He
prayed several times. Yeah. He prayed until it happened.
Yeah.
So I think the balance, that's all I'm trying to say, is like there is a place to pray until it happens. There's also a place to pray and say, God, is this happening or not?
Yeah.
And
I think that's where, that's where some Christians today might get it wrong. Like, we know we receive everything that we have in Christ, like we know, but then some Christians now dismiss prayer.
Yeah,
I just say, oh, I'm like, it's good to walk in your freedom, but there's also a place for prayer.
100%.
Peter,
there's a place for prayer as well.
Peter Taylor preached about this 2 weeks ago.
Peter Taylor is cold, man.
Crazy, cold.
He was talking about like praying in your rest.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you're talking about, like, because I think that's the thing, life. In general, in the context of history, historically, our life right now is relatively easy.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you get me? There's certain few processes you can follow, and you'll be able to live life. It may not be what you want, and the issue is what you want is probably even skewed through internet and da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. But, like, ultimately, you can feed yourself, you can put yourself in the house. But, like, and I think that falls to Snow's point where people are like, oh, there's no need to pray. I'll still read my Bible. But like, listen, the ups and downs of life requires that concept.
Resting up with flesh and blood. Yeah.
And also like,
in high places.
Off the point of what you were saying, there was something I think was really important as well, is like the expectation of God to move. Sometimes we live life with the expectation of God to move at our time. Do you get me? But like, I think we don't understand how finite our perspective is in the grand scheme of our lives. We don't know tomorrow.
Honestly, that's why I'm not a millionaire yet. since old seven, I've been praying.
But like, you know, stuff like that, that billionaire thing, I always kind of think about, like, I always look at myself and like, if I actually had that money now, I don't think I'll be a good person.
I always say that was, if God gave us money that we were asking for at the time we asked for it,
help yourself, close circle, do your thing, man.
The issue is like, I've even asked myself a tougher question, like, and I'm looking at like the Bible, reading the Bible and seeing people that have been, that like, according to the biblical standards, they had wealth. And I'm like, do I have any of their characteristics? Do you get me? Are you quote unquote deserving of that? Are you deserving of that million?
But you know what I mean though.
As in your life patterns, your financial pattern.
You don't deserve that million.
Like, well, if some people are millionaires, one more, not that.
Like, are you doing what a millionaire does? Because a millionaire was doing what they did before he became a millionaire.
No, but it's not everyone that's a millionaire that's doing what a millionaire is supposed to do.
Hold on, they just came into money. Yeah,
me too. Let me come into money, bro.
So you want to be a trust fund baby?
Yes.
You want to be like Akpo?
Let me come into money in the name of Jesus.
Listen, stop playing the lotto. Maybe by God's grace.
I don't trust that lotto, man.
Bro.
Those people just want your money, man.
You think that's in the
I'm suspect. I'm suspect.
It's a government scheme.
I'm suspect of anything that says you have a chance to win.
It's a government
scheme. Talk to me about that.
When you buy like the scratch cards and stuff for the law, where does money go?
Yeah. It goes into the pot, apparently.
Yeah, it goes into the pot.
Pot core. It goes to the government.
Someone said something one time. He goes, why don't we as human beings like create a lotto aside from the government?
It will be illegal.
They said, and use that money to actually fix our community.
You're talking about human beings.
It's kind of like these aunties and uncles.
The person that's in charge of that, let the community put the money like, in my account. The whole of Tala. Yeah.
That money will not reach you.
And you just see one person fighting to be the first one to collect.
You just think about it. Who's holding the money? Where's the money resting? That person that's holding the money. So you give me 1,000 euro.
Yeah.
You give me 2,000 euro. You give me 60 euro. And then he gives me 10,000 euro. And he's thinking that, you know, all this money is gonna come back. Oh boy, I didn't get that 10,000 euro, you know? You don't know that I got that 10,000. Does that make sense? All you get back is what I decide to give you back. That's the problem. We're dealing with human beings.
Yeah.
We're flawed.
Man.
Is it actually crazy to expect... That's a stupid question. Never mind.
No, say it, man.
I'm not going to ask.
I'm actually curious to know.
Human beings are really flawed.
Right.
So the expectation for perfection to come from us is kind of...
It's crazy.
It's stupid thing
to do. One human being is perfect.
Exactly.
It can't be. Can't be perfect. It's literally impossible.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question here. So you're into fashion, right? And that's kind of what you do.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this since when you said you're coming on.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it. I'm like, you know, when we talk about in Ireland, people that make clothes, you never really get mentioned.
Talk about it, bro. Talk about it. Why don't you get mentioned, bro?
Do you get me? Like, is that something that bothers you?
No.
Do you think about it often?
I do, but it doesn't bother me. It used to bother me, to be honest with you. But I feel like I said earlier on, when I lost train of thought, like, I've gone through like a growth period in my life. And why I'm doing things the way I'm doing it now.
Yeah.
You know? But like, it used to bother me because... You know, when I feel like, I think, and I feel like when I look now, I used to have main character syndrome. So I used to always think, no, I don't, like, to an extent, like, I used to always think that I could do something better than
someone else.
Somebody else. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the way I've always taught. And so, like, when I see other brands, like, that have been doing it, and I'm saying this now, I do admire what a lot of them are doing. Mm-hmm. I'm not, like, I never knock another brand down.
Right.
But it's that I always knew that, I always felt like the way I viewed what I was trying to do was different and better.
Okay.
And, like, it used to get to me in that sense, because I feel like, but I felt like as well at the same time, and, like, myself and Steph talk a lot, and Steph mentioned something, and, you know, she said something, was like, I've been doing it for a long time, but I always kind of don't put it out there as much.
Yeah.
And I'm very protective of it because, you know, I see it as my baby, which is true. But, like, because of that, because I never engaged as much as other brands would, like, I'll shout out, and I'm not afraid to, and I'm not, and I hope it's okay. Like, I shout out the likes of Mcino.
Yeah,
like, Top is pushing that brand
100%,
like, really well. To get 50 Cent to wear it.
Mm-hmm. Who did you get recently? You got somebody else recently.
I think Usher had it. No,
it's
not Usher.
Neo.
Neo, yes.
Like, to do that, like, that's a lot, number one, confidence, and, you know, to put yourself in that spot, that's really good. But I feel like that's why it didn't bother me when I realized that I'm not pushing it as much as
someone else is.
Something like Mcino's pushing it. Do you know what I mean? And then there's another part as well where, and that's something I'm hoping that I hope I can do is, I feel like, and Jafari said it on your podcast when you had Simba and him on, is that there's that thing of, like, everybody wants to be the first person to do something.
Right.
I feel like that stops us, especially in the fashion scene, because I was saying it to people that I've worked with, especially because now I'm putting it out there and people are starting to know. But one of the guys that was modeling for me mentioned something, like, you know, we all know there's a cool clique, there's the cool kids club.
Fashion niggas.
Yeah, but apparently my name and the brand's name was in that conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, when he said that, I was like, that's interesting, because it's like, I feel like, what stops these mans, they're talking about me, to be like, oh, look, we see what you're doing, man. You know what I mean? Let's engage.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's something that we need to, that's a mind shift that we need to have here in Ireland when it comes to, like, that stuff. Because, like, I've traveled abroad and I've been in, like, all these, like, really cool, been very blessed enough to be in certain circles when it comes to fashion. And the difference between over there, like, in London, I remember, like, we did London Fashion Week last year.
Yeah.
Do you know the amount of people?
You're blind?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Do you know the amount of people in London that were like, I want to work with you, and, like, be like, I don't want anything. I want to work. Like, people were willing to fly to Dublin to come and do stuff here. And the reason, like, and that's the mentality they have over there. Like, it doesn't have to be like, we're keeping to ourselves. Once they see something that's like, okay, you know, you're doing something, it's interesting. And I feel like we need to have that here. I feel like it's getting better.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it is getting better, but I feel like, you know, and I feel like those are the factors that doesn't allow me to engage much.
I think, obviously, like, now that I look at, from where you started, when did you start, actually?
Started in 2018.
Yeah.
During COVID, anyways, kicked off.
For sure. Yeah. I just think what you're producing now, like, I know you've gone through different, like, there was sort of different sort of things that you were doing, but even the stuff, like, I saw Tomi. She had something.
Yeah. She was modeling for me. Yeah.
She's modeling, right? I saw it, like, without seeing Zach clothing or whatever it is. I just saw the fit and I was like, oh, that's nice. Like that. And that's when stuff like that gets my attention and I realize it's an Irish brand. For me, in my head, it does something. It's probably a wrong thing to do, but it's like, it's the wrong thing, but I think it's also the right thing. And I mean that in the sense of, like, I shouldn't support it because it's Irish. I don't think so. Like,
you should support it because it's good.
It's good. I'm more on the side of quality than like championing something because it's Irish. Now, there should be an extra push because it is Irish and it's good. But I should just champion something that's Irish because it's Irish.
I get your
even
point.
Even Black Irish.
I get your point. But yeah. I always use like the United Kingdom and America as a thing. Like, there's a lot of artists that come out, especially in the music scene. There's a lot of artists that come out. And when you look at the level of when you look at the level of music that was being produced before they came out, you're like, it's not the same.
Yeah.
But they end up becoming like beyond big.
100%.
Because of, and I feel like I get what you're saying in terms of like, yeah, you need to kind of acknowledge the quality and the work. Especially in the creative scene. I think that's very big. I feel like you know, as a creative, you shouldn't like everybody has to grow.
Yeah, right.
And you definitely need to start from somewhere.
Right.
But you should know like when to start, if that makes any sense. It's like, I feel like, especially now, people come to me and they talk, I'm like, oh, like your brand is so great. And I'm not even trying, I'm just trying to give you context, what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But they always say, oh, you're not doing the, I'm putting print on t-shirt.
Yeah.
And, but like the thing is that I'm going to even go into something. I'm sorry, when I talk, I'm thinking a lot. So I'm always jumping.
Sure. You're fine.
Yeah. So basically, they'll be like, oh, but you're not putting, that's why we like your brand so much. It's this and that. And I would always be like, oh, don't knock off them because that's, some people start that way. Do you know what I mean? That's their thing. But where I was trying to go to was that, like, I took time out when I started in 2018. Mm. I came out with like a couple of tees and jeans and stuff like that. And it didn't hit as well, again, because of my mentality.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't as engaging as I probably could have been or should have been with it. So that made me then feel like, oh, I put a lot of money into this. It didn't work out. So I took like almost like a year for a while. I was quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I took a year out and I just started studying fashion designers.
Right.
Started sitting, and and this is to put people on that wanna, because people come to me, it's like, I started sitting in on like Virgil Abloh lectures, sitting in his lectures, learning stuff from him. And then that led me to start learning people like Yves Saint Laurent, like Christian Dior, Coco Chanel, and I immersed myself. And then I just, like, I was telling Praise or B-Raji a while ago, like this time last year, when I first started this.
His government is out.
That's my role. I said, if you look at my phone or my YouTube or anything that, you know, you get content from, all you're just going to see is like lectures of,
right.
You know,
you're
people.
Obsessed with it, yeah.
I'm just obsessed with it. And like, that's the fruit of what people are seeing right now.
Yeah. You know? No, I mean that in the sense of like, when you started, it was a decent standard. There wasn't even like just a print on a shirt,
No, it wasn't, yeah. I tried not to do that.
It was still something different, 100%. Yeah. No, but I'm just saying like, now from where that was into now, you know, it's elevated for sure.
Exposure.
And somebody who started just putting a print on their shirt is okay. And I'm very much okay with somebody doing that.
Mm.
My problem always lies when people like expect everybody
to buy into the concept. Like,
yo, support sick. Black Irish business.
Yeah,
me. It's your name. I don't even know you. Like, do you know what I mean? So that's where my problem always starts.
Never with
printing something basic. I do it. You know, it's okay. You know what I mean?
Shout out Open Circle.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now we have merch, which is actually quite cool.
You guys have merch. Where you guys have merch as well?
Not even launched like that,
no,
bro.
No, not launched like that. No.
But like,
just our thing.
Like, that the back of our last one was cold. I think it was cold.
Are you planning on doing some more merch?
We're thinking about it.
Okay, next time you want to do it, I'd love to be involved in it.
Okay, that's sick. Abby?
For free? It'll be a collaborative. It'll be a collaboration. Yeah. I'd love to do it, honestly.
Yeah.
I'd love to do it.
You'll get like, what? 2% of the profit.
Come on, laugh.
That's how you said this nigga.
This guy. I love to do Where's Your Head Up merch.
Yeah.
I love to do
it. Bro, you said it live on TV now. They pay you.
Yeah, I'm putting it out there. Let Ireland have something to expect.
Big YouTube, they pay you.
YouTube.
I think so what's coming now? What's the new, what's this push that you're doing?
Can I ask a question? I feel like before you can answer that question. But yeah. Is your brand almost like, is it luxury? Because that's what I get from it.
Yeah,
it is. So you have a target market?
Yes, we do have a target market. Yeah, I do have a target market. Oh, we do have a target market. Yeah.
So then, do you think your, what's the word I'm looking for?
Demographic?
Yeah. Your demographic, what, and I'm not saying you should like say your stats or your demographic or anything, but have you found your demographic?
I feel like I have.
Yeah.
I feel like I have because this campaign that we're currently doing has enabled me to, like, even today, like, people were coming and like, oh, like, I want to order, like, do you know what I mean? And nice. The people that were saying that are the demographic.
Right.
Do you understand what I mean?
Okay, that's good.
So the people that I would target are people that would be like, oh, I want to order. I want to wear this. I like what I'm seeing. Do you understand what I mean? So, yeah. I feel like I get where you're coming from because it's like, there's this thing as well that was put to me today was that is basically because of the way the brand is, it might not suit certain demographics. But I feel like it's like my viewpoint is that it's like one of those things is like if you see something and you like it or you there's value to something, it's not going to stop you from. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Going for it. Regardless whether you're within that demographic or not, it's like you see like let's be honest, most of like the famous people most of them are like touching 50 now.
Yeah.
But a lot of them dress like they're in their 20s.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know,
I find it so fascinating the way, like, even just personally, the way fashion has changed and how people's relationship with fashion changes over time. Do you know what I mean? I think you get to a certain age where you're like, you know, oh, cool. Like, I'm interested in this now.
Mm.
And so your brand may not have meant something to me a year ago.
Mm.
But now I've changed.
Now your brand means something to me. And I always like the fact that brands are accommodating for those people as well. Like,
true.
If you're just sort of like, you like the barrier to this, like, sorry, the barrier to entry to dress like this isn't crazy. Like, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And then you see some brands like, yo, you must be this person to dress like this.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that's always been.
Whereas I feel like
a thing for people for a long time.
I feel like sackclothing is like. If you just want to step into the luxury thing, even if you're a beginner or if you're advancing it, like, you can do it. So I think that's, was that something intentional by yourself or?
Yeah. Like if you look, if you look on our website, one thing that, cause I wrote up the thing. And one thing that I was like really big on was I always believed I feel like there's an inner stylist in everyone.
Right.
Whether you're tracksuit wear, whether you are like you like to dress a bit, there's something in you that you have your own sense of style.
Yeah.
And I always believed as a designer, I always wanted to design two pieces that will make you be like, I can see myself wearing it, but I can see myself wearing it this way.
Yeah.
Oh, so you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like you saying that is making me make it sound like I'm doing something right. If you feel like I can see myself wearing that, but I don't have to wear it the way, you know, like, I'm going to put this out there, like the cool kids wear. Do you understand what I mean? You don't have to be cool to wear SSC. And I'm not saying cool kids to talk anybody or to sound like I'm spiting anyone.
You say here the brand's main objective is to inspire and tap into the creative stylist that we believe is within everyone.
Yeah. I believe everyone. And that's because of me, myself. Like, I wouldn't say growing up, you know, I wouldn't say that when I was growing up, you know, I picked up a sense of style over time. Do you understand? And I believe that everybody picks up their own sense of style. Like you're saying, like you, where you are now is different to where you are
a year ago.
Yeah. First. Yes, sir.
Boys.
But what piece do you think that you like from what we put out now?
Bro, for myself.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm putting you on the spot, but it's okay.
No, not even because. I think I'll say it like this.
Mm.
I'm in love with the girls pieces.
The pieces, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm not to say that the guys pieces are like, but I feel like what you did with the girl things,
is
beyond
it elevates.
It's beyond just good, it's really like
yeah.
it pops or something. Yeah. Preferably,
I won't say preferably, that's the wrong word, but like I like my favorite piece that from your new campaign is the
women's piece, the women fits
yeah.
But you know, like the satin shirt is actually a men's satin shirt. It's designed for men.
Okay.
But like somebody put this or put made me realize something. She came up to me, she's like, I really like when I first, because I did this is like the new I did a version ages ago.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and she was like, I really like it. I see myself wearing it as like a dress.
Yeah.
When she said that, I was like,
cold.
He's like, I run with it.
Good.
I like
good
that. Idea. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like ever since then, so basically it's just a men's medium or large that she's wearing.
Nice. That's
so good. Like
that's lovely.
Yeah. So yeah. It's cool. What about you, Tommy? What's this
t-shirt here, bro?
Yeah.
you know me. Like, yeah.
What you guys, the t-shirts, eh?
Yeah, I got you guys t-shirts. Excited
to wear.
But we're definitely gonna do that. Where's your head at? XSAC.
Yeah, 100%.
2%.
Boys, quick one, yeah. Might delete this later.
What?
No.
J. Cole.
J. Cole's.
I saw that.
Don't care about rap and beef anymore, man. I don't care. That's all childish, man.
Someone said it so well, like. Rap beef today is so polite, bro. How's J. Cole giving your mom flowers? Like, I used to mess with his music. Stop messing, mate.
Well, then one thing I do like, remember when To Pimp a Butterfly came out?
Yeah.
And everyone was saying, oh my God, I love this album. Now everyone's saying that they hated it.
He called it out.
And I was one of the first people that said this album is ass. And now people are coming out and saying it's ass.
Damn.
Yeah, he called it out. I don't know. I think the project was. I listened to the whole project when I was in gym on Friday. Yeah. Okay. I think it's good. Like, there's no.
Oh, that's the name of the project. Yeah.
Do you feel like his work has gotten better, or you feel like it's stalled, or you feel like it's gone down?
I think he's different. His mindset is different. Yeah. Almost.
Like how?
Like he's more aggressive now.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Yeah.
Do you get me? There's a time where J. Cole was very like
it was known off for that like conscious rapper kind of vibe.
But now I don't think you can attribute that to him. He's just like he's in a space where I'm like, I'm a good rapper and I'm gonna show you.
I might listen to that actually.
Like J. Cole is outright saying like I'm the greatest of the three. That J. Cole is not.
He's not historically known for being
that guy. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I like it. I think the project is good.
But Kendrick is like. I don't like him for some reason.
I feel like Kendrick shouldn't have started.
Don't like the way he raps.
I don't think Kendrick started it.
Yeah,
apparently.
But it's because Drake and J. Cole were doing body.
Yeah.
And they were just saying it was them two.
Yeah.
They're the two greatest, and they were leaving him out of it.
He got left out. Sorry, yeah.
So sad.
Do you know what? Do you know what's actually so mad about rich people?
Mm.
And I'm calling them rich because this is the point I'm hitting at. Imagine, yeah. You're a multi-millionaire. You can do whatever you want in life.
Mm.
And you're annoyed because somebody on the internet slagged you.
Yeah.
I think that's because...
You know, it's mad, right?
Perception. I think they like the perception of...
Well, yeah.
Feeling like I'm one of the top dogs and having the wealth. I feel like that elevates their mindset of like... Like, how dare they leave me out first?
Do you not know who I am? How dare you leave me out? Get out of here, man.
Well, yeah, man. Listen, where's your head up, boys?
I need to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, as in, not like today. Like, I need to figure out my sleep. My sleep has been terrible.
What time you go to bed?
I try to be in bed for like 10.
But you don't go to bed.
I wouldn't sleep till like maybe sometimes 2.
2?
Yeah.
What are you doing till 2?
Tossing and turning.
I probably have like maybe one night a week when I sleep at like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
But that's it.
I toss and turn. What time do you go to bed?
Latest. 11, 12 latest.
12 latest.
Sometimes you might catch me. I go to bed at 8.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go to bed at 8.
Yeah, I'm trying to do like 9 p.m. bedtime. It's actually so mad.
But I don't think we can do 9 p.m. though.
No,
like not every day.
Yeah. Not every day, no. But I guess on average, I'd like to be in bed earlier than
later. I try to be in bed for 10, but then sleep off for 11. Like as in between 10 and 11, I try to be in bed.
Yeah.
Now there's days where, of course, it pushes to 12, but 12, I still get my five, six hours.
I think
as I get 6 hours.
I think my thing is as well, it's also just not sleeping, it's having quality sleep.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because
Take the magnesium, bro. Take the magnesium.
Yeah, I need to start taking that more consistently.
I showers before bed as well. When you shower before bed,
yeah, I'm sleep different. That steam, hot water.
And then you hop into it's like clean sheets.
I
feel like that's a test to a mental thing, though. I feel like that's like
there's
you know,
no, it's not
that,
bro.
And like what shower aspect? I feel like when you said the clean sheets and the shower, you basically your mind mentally just.
Relax, I hear that.
That's
what
makes
you
look
forward to that sleep. Yeah. And then
you
now
put diffuser,
and then you now be
I can't
touch. You'll sleep like a baby.
Yeah, I need that's where my head is at. This week, I want to come back next week and say that you know
you slept.
I had a great week.
Do you man wear perfume to bed?
No, bro.
I've done that a few times. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I do, yeah.
Man, after the shower, then you just.
I just spray one light one.
Yeah, I can't pretend.
I just spray.
Married
man. Yeah. Exactly. What's that smell?
Yo, actually, Snow. You need to. Okay, I heard of this woman. Yo, I don't know if I said this on the pod, but I'm going to say it anyway. So this woman, she's a clinical psychologist, right? Yeah. So she wanted to conduct an experiment with her husband.
Yeah.
So what she did was she used one particular perfume, and whenever she wore it, she had sex. She made sure that she had sex with her husband.
Yeah. Wow.
Right.
That sounds like Juju.
No, I know, but what she wanted to do is like, because over time, you connect scent, like everything around
memory.
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what she did was, so she wanted to connect that scent specifically to... Sex.
Yeah.
So that when she even sprays it,
the guy knows what's
up.
Sex.
No, he may not even know what's up, but he just gets horny.
You know? Okay.
So and then what she did was she goes in. So she wrote a big post about it. So she goes in the process. She didn't realize that she was also doing it to herself.
Oh wow!
So she sprayed the perfume, she was in the mood. He was in the mood. Happy days. I'm like, you know what?
I just think
she doesn't have control over her mind. You don't have control over your mind. How can you smell something and you want sex? Nah. I'm not on it. Control your mind.
It's possible,
control
though.
Your mind.
No. What is this girl talking about?
Control your mind.
She was even trying to beat the planter.
But there are some perfumes that are just woof.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
I remember, that's what I was saying. Like, is that one that KD had just there was the one that when you walk past, it's just...
The head turner.
Anyway, where's your head at?
Sillage.
Where's your head at?
My head is just to keep pushing and add value to the scene. Engage more with, you know, people like yourselves. Where's your head at? And just people here, and also kind of try and push Ireland and push what we're doing here to people outside of the world, other the country as well.
Yeah, that's sick.
Sick, man.
What about you, Snow?
Yeah, just new week. We keep going, go again. I'm learning a new course at the moment. It's going good. Assignments are piling up, small. Bro,
don't talk about assignments, bro.
Are you doing a master's?
Well, I'm enjoying it now. Is it diploma or diploma?
Diploma.
Diploma.
In Nigeria.
Diploma. But I'm enjoying it. I like it. I wish this is what I studied when I was in college. I'd have been ahead in life. But it's never too late.
Never too late.
My head is at
Sweet David, where's your head at,
bro? great wedding. That's a great like, do you know what I mean? Great. Union. Great union yesterday. And it was great. And just excited for the rest of the week. It's a good space. I had to get back to college now, so that's a bit I love college. I just hate assignments.
I feel like you've been on a busy run for like the past maybe month.
You're
coming back.
So listen, our motive was fantastic on Tuesday. That was phenomenal, bro.
You man are losing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
Don't talk to me about that club, man.
Bro, I hate that club. I hate.
Wait a minute. How can we not talk bro, about
so,
it?
Anyways, God bless.
Tell me how this thing is.
He has.
I said it for him. Did you? Like, hey, we don't need to stop this recording.
Call Palmer.
I mean, love.
I love, bro.